I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
The following episode of Let's Eat In has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Whole Foods Market celebrates Earth Month with the Do Something Real Film Festival, a collection of six provocative, character-driven films focused on food, environmental issues, and everyday people with a greater vision. Come see one of the six features at City Cinemas Village East from Saturday, April 16th through Thursday, April 21st, every night at 6 p.m. Learn more about the films and special events at www.dosomethingreal.com.
Hey, hey, it's Let's Eat In on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathy Irway, and this is Heritage Radio Network at Roberta's Pizza. And it's a lovely day in spring. Welcome to green things, finally. Hopefully no more snow in store. So perhaps you're in the mood for happy hours, drinks, a nice crisp, cool beer. These guys are my guests, and they can definitely help you out with that. They opened a bar called 61 Local in Borum Hill, 61 Bergen Street to be exact. And it's a craft food fair, but the kind that you can serve. And they serve in really innovative ways, which we'll talk about. So we've got Dave Liotti, owner, and what do you call you?
Who knows?
Owner and who knows what? Got Hillary Bailey, food chef?
Manager.
Yeah. And Chris Muncy, also food manager?
Pretty much.
You guys are pretty loose about the titles.
Yeah, we're not real title driven, but yeah. Hillary holds all the, everything together. All the pieces she holds together.
Yeah, and puzzles.
and the Twitter account.
She's head tweeter.
And Chris is famous for the salty, snacky, sweet, curried, spicy peanuts
not too many, though.
That are on the menu, which he makes from scratch, which are excellent. So you guys founded this place as a venue for lots of local events, and there's this event called Chappaqua that's doing stuff there every other week or so, or I think every week, and it's all based around kind of the food system, the local food community. But that's not even the start of it. You guys have tons of events all the time, it seems. And
well, you know, we're just getting our events calendar together, and so we're excited about that. We've been working at kind of like and getting the place open and running and making sure people can eat and drink. And so it's a luxury position to be working on events, and it's going to be great. And you know, in general, Kathy, what we want to do is really just support and promote the creative efforts of the community. And our intention really is to put the spotlight on other people, not on all the great things we're doing. We're not doing any great things. We're just putting the spotlight on other great things that are happening in the community.
Serving as a venue, stage, and that counts for food too, because everything on the menu is like from Brooklyn, it seems, or not, from Brooklyn.
In and around. Chris can
things with. Okay, you go first.
I'd say to be honest, most things have at least one component that comes from either Brooklyn, Greater New York area, and the foundation for a lot of those things is the bread. Scratch bread has been a big supporter of ours and us of Matt Tilden, the owner, and just all the people that work there. So we have a lot of bread based items, and so really you can't start without talking about Matt's fantastic focaccia, his rustic country batard, hopefully soon more as we get into ice cream season, desserts as well. Yeah. So we're really looking
forward
to that.
He's going to make ice cream?
He wants to.
Oh, yeah. I saw him at Choice Eats. He's like, you got to try my ice cream. I'm like, what's next? He made his own mozzarella and all this other stuff. Ricotta, I think. Yeah. So, okay. I'm going to start with a quiz question for each of you. So you're on a first date. You really want to impress. Date meal. What's your pick, Dave?
Oh, wait, can I go last?
All right, tell her.
Oh, yeah. Wow, date meal.
Sexiest date meal.
Sexiest date meal. Can I come back to Roberta's?
Yes. Okay.
I would, I actually think I had my first date meal here with my current boyfriend.
Aww. Which table?
Inside. It was inside. And I think it was brunch.
We're outside, by the way.
Right, we are outside.
And you had brunch.
We had brunch.
Oh, that's an interesting time of day to have a date, first date.
Yes. Yes. Well, I like the daytime. I noticed mostly since moving to New York that a lot of people don't see each other in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the amount of people that I know only in the dark has significantly increased since moving
to New
York.
We're night owls here. Yeah. So you could actually see each other's faces, and that was a good thing.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'll have to try that. Chris, what do you think?
It's a tough question. I would say definitely I'd want to have a sort of psychological approach to it in that you want to be able to see what people like, what this potential girlfriend or boyfriend might like. So you have to share things and see what they eat,
Mm-hmm.
A little chicken liver pate, see if they eat, chicken liver, are they vegetarian? So I don't know. It'd have to be sharing food. That's pretty vague, I know, but, something you can share.
Small plates, maybe.
Small plates would be great.
Tapas. Dim sum.
Yeah. Dim sum would be fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I hear you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'd say, I don't know, daytime would be nice, but probably, definitely nighttime is where people, they don't even go to brunch till like 3 o'clock, right? So
yeah.
So it's a late town.
I have the most appetite at night, too. I'm just like, not eat! And that's always fun. Okay, Dave.
Can I take Chris's answer?
What?
Cheater.
Okay, well, you can take his answer,
you know,
but add to it.
I am. That's what I'm going to do. Sharing plates is huge. Very, very important. And that's... I'm 100% behind you, Chris. That's a good one. But for me, you got to have some good beer in there. So, sharing plates and some good beverage is very, very important.
And what's your favorite beer of the moment?
Of the moment. There's so many of them out there. I got to say, probably the most impressive beer that I want to say Chris introduced me to was the Eisbach, the Ramstein Eisbach, small brewery in Jersey, here not far from us. Doesn't get a whole lot of recognition that I can see. I've been in and around the craft brewing industry for many years. I hadn't even heard of them until a couple months ago.
Where exactly are they in Jersey?
They're in a place called Butler, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's making a Bock, an ice Bock, and it's just a big beer, a dessert beer. It's a great date beer, actually.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet, and it's real malty and dark and really strong and super smooth, and it's got a little banana going on, and it's like drinking a loaf of banana bread with a lot of alcohol in it.
All right. I'd like to try making a loaf of banana bread with it. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Kev. We'll get you
a
growler. You got to bring your own growler in because we don't have them.
Do you sell growlers now?
We get a lot of requests. A fair amount of requests for growlers. I would say maybe even more growlers of kombucha than beer. People are interested in the kombucha that we're carrying because everything's on tap.
Right.
Yeah, that's something we should definitely say. Everything, it's when you walk into 61, people are looking for bottles or, they're asking for like a rum and coke, and for alcohol, it's beer and wine, and everything's on draft. So I think people get these ideas. They just want to, fill her up and bring it out.
Yeah,
and leave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it. You're kind of touching on it, Kath. What we want to do is we want to create an environment that's inviting and that keeps people in the place. All the seating that we have is communal, which is really nice.
They made the tables themselves too. Just wanted to add that.
Thanks. But it's great. It's a great neighborhood. People have taken to the place They've given us good feedback, and I think they really appreciate the fact that it's communal. So you can come in by yourself or with someone, but hopefully through the course of the night, you will have met someone else. And you will have sat with them and talked with them, and so that's really important. And to go back to the growlers, we don't really want to encourage people to just take product and leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about meeting your neighbors.
Cool.
And really, really, 61 hopefully can become a platform for relationships, for building meaningful relationships. That
like
would be great.
Like first dates.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. We got Eisbach and sharing plates, and we can't bring Roberta's in house, but Hillary will come around.
Yeah, I mean, the sharing plates are great. You guys are doing really fun stuff with scratch bread too. The latest creation, I have to talk about that. Whose crazy idea was the bread with that fish something, and then pesto, and then nori?
Yeah, it was a collaborative effort, I think.
Chris is very humble. He's very humble. I
think. What is it called again?
The base is the mat or scratch bread's focaccia.
Right.
And we spread a.
But you had a funny name for it. It's called
the sandwich is called, it's an open face sandwich called The Tide Is High.
Right.
Which I can't take
you
credit
have to
for.
Check
someone
this
else,
out.
Someone else gave me that.
Debbie Harry did.
Who gave you that?
That would be my. Well, it wasn't was it? The first date, but it was my girlfriend on a
Audrey
on a. Much later than first date. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's got some good ideas.
So, yeah.
We love
so
Audrey.
What is
she's
that
awesome.
Greek? What is it?
Oh, it's called tarama salata.
Okay.
It's like a kuna matata. It makes everything good. It's a fish roe with a little bit of olive oil, lemon juice, and salt. And it's just a great base for the salsa verde we then put on. Hard-boiled egg, salsa verde, and then top it with a little, and here's where we get playful a bit, nori shaped like a sail. And that's your boat into deliciousness.
Yeah, I like how there's strips of nori, too, on the side that you could like use to decorate with and on top and make faces.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
The food, the place, the food, the drinks, the place, it should be fun. And we're having some fun with the food, which is great. We're having fun in general whenever we can, I think. The mustard notes have taken off as well.
Mustard notes? What's that?
So, you want to take it?
They're all looking at me. I don't know.
That's because you're a
mustard expert.
Someone, you know who started it? I'm going to credit Jeff.
Jeff started the mustard.
Yeah, Jeff is one of our bartenders. Yeah. He started the mustard notes. And so we have another sandwich that's a pressed kind of panini type sandwich.
Yeah, great name.
With another
the
great name.
New Hamster. It's a raw cow's milk cheese called Landaff, pressed in with spicy pickle relish from McClure's. And then Dixon's Farm Stand smoked ham, all pressed and toasted up.
Yeah, it's a popular item. It's a great sandwich. But one of our bartenders there, Jeff, had the great idea of making mustard notes on the plate. So basically just writing notes to people in mustard on the plate. So we've been having fun with that.
I thought you were thinking musical notes. Oh,
we can do that too. The other day, Tracy had a spaceship.
Anything goes.
Tracy had a spaceship that was beaming the sandwich up, and I asked her.
Everybody has their own thing, apparently. They each have their own thing they make notes based off, and Tracy's thing is is portraits of people.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And so the spaceship, I believe, was Luke.
Oh, is it?
Luke was another bartender. She did also a self-portrait of me.
Oh, did
which
she?
Which is very nice.
I saw the one she
so
did
so you could eat the bartenders.
you wipe them up on the plate and smear them around, and then you can eat them, yeah.
Yeah.
She did one of Austin the other day, which was great. It was a great
addition. She's quite talented.
Yeah.
I got to see this. Fostering the creativity. All the way.
Yeah.
All right. You guys brought a little song. Let's throw that on. What is it, by the way?
It's a tune by a Brooklyn band called the Beach Fossils. It's called Daydreaming. I don't know much about them, but they were introduced to me. And so let it roll.
Let it rip. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
That was a local band, Beach Fossils, and we're back on Let's Eat In with the folks from 61 Local, a new public house, right? Public house?
Public house.
Yeah. Not a, well, bar, whatever you want to call it.
Public house, that's what we're going
okay.
with.
Okay, yeah. Public house.
Yeah, that's actually an important term. We talked about it for a long time. We had a lot of discussion about what the place was because it's not a restaurant. We don't have table service. It's not a traditional bar. We don't really feel that it is. We don't see it in that way.
There's no bar stools, yeah.
There's no bar stools. That might change, but it still wouldn't be a bar. The public house is appropriate for this place. And
you spell public with a CK?
No, we just use, okay. You know, we're not getting, nothing's too fancy.
Nothing too
no, the modern anything, public house. Yeah. No pretension.
Okay. I really like how, the other day I was feeling like I under the weather and I didn't feel like having a beer, even though there was like outstanding craft beers, constantly changing on the menu there, which is awesome. So there's soda and kombucha all on tap, and they're from Brooklyn Kombucha and Brooklyn Soda Works, or Kombucha Brooklyn. Outstanding choices. I mean, that's so much better than getting like a 7-Up from a tap. And the sodas change rapidly too. Their stuff is, I'm a big fan. I just had them on recently. Kombucha. Yeah, I'm so surprised somebody wants to take home a growler of kombucha too. I mean, I love kombucha, but that's a lot of.
First timers for okay. the kombucha, and most people are pleasantly surprised. They're mm-hmm. really, I can't believe what it is. First, they have no idea what it is, and then they try it, and they're like, "Wow, this is amazing!" So
they're like, "Instead, I'm drinking something good for me."
If that could be the what happens mainly when people come in, that would be an awesome. Mm-hmm. experience for us. Someone comes in, usually they're not too familiar with what's on the menu because what we have is pretty much off the beaten path, even though it's local regional.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to introduce them to something great and then have them come away and say, wow, I really had a great experience. I had no idea. I came from just down the street or just around the block.
Right. And don't you have some offerings that are only exclusive to 61 Local, like the Brooklyn Brusco from Red Hook Winery?
Yeah, right. So we have a good relationship with Red Hook Winery. There's an on-site winemaker there. His name's Christopher Nicholson. Excuse me.
Fantastic,
he's just a great guy with a lot of energy, and he's just got a heart of gold and loves to share and share knowledge. And he's so close down there in Red Hook, right across the street from Six Point,
mm-hmm.
Which is another fantastic facility making great products. So we have a good relationship with both of those companies, and he has a product called the Brooklyn Brusco, which is a version of a Lambrusco, which Chris can...
Sparkling red.
Red.
Except he takes a field blend of 5 grapes from Long Island. Mm-hmm. All of his grapes are coming from either Long Island, the wine we have on right now is from Long Island. So and then carbonates it with a carbonating stone, mm-hmm. which is totally, unusual and interesting and tasty.
Yeah. So. And then they made a rosé recently too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The rosé is tasting great.
It's almost rosé. I mean, it is rosé season. It's getting warmer. It's excellent.
Any season is rosé season. Last week I was on with the guys from Brooklyn Winery. And I was like, I really like rosé. They're like,
They're in Williamsburg, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, we spoke with them, it was a couple months ago, and I've been meaning to go over and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on our radar, and again, interesting
great,
things happening.
Great stuff happening there, yeah. So what else have you guys got coming up now that it's spring and it's going to be summer soon? Any interesting tidbits to look forward to? I know you're constantly expanding the menu.
Yeah, we're expanding.
Just adding new things all the time.
Expanding the menu, also expanding our hours of operation. So right now during the week we're open at 5, and on the weekend we open at 2, but we'll move that down to probably 11 or 12 soon, all days. And then at some point in the summer, we'd like to get this open during the morning as well.
Oh, wow.
And just run it really all
coffee.
Day long. Yeah. Yeah.
So coffee's coming up?
Yeah. We're
beer
gonna
for
just,
breakfast.
Yeah.
Beer for breakfast.
I would do it. But we don't want to rush anything. We want to do it right. So we're just going to take one step at a time. But expanding the menu, expanding the hours, and then also getting our events... schedule together mm-hmm. and our calendar together. Because again, with the intention of supporting creativity in the community, that is not just focused around food and beverage. It's really focused around the arts and crafts in general. So we have an event space that is actually a private event space that we can
upstairs
mezzanine. Yeah. We can devote that to these sort of efforts, and we're actually thinking about doing some fun things in the main space as well.
Cool. Do you get a lot of people who are maybe like tourists of Brooklyn trying to check out this Brooklyn scene, you know, that we've been hearing so much about in the Times and elsewhere?
I have to say, we haven't really gotten them too much. Have you guys noticed it?
I don't think I've noticed. I've noticed more like people going way out of their way for the beer scene. Mm-hmm. Like there was a guy I remember who came, he read on beer menus that he saw Brownstone or something was on, and he came all the way from like the Upper West Side just to try it.
Okay.
He's like, I saw you guys had this. I came by myself on the F train.
Oh, wow.
And he hung out and he...
You can get Brownstone a lot. That's
maybe it wasn't Brownstone.
Yeah, it could have been something else.
I could be making the Brownstone part up, but it was definitely a 6-point beer, and it was definitely he read it on beer menus, and a lot of people come specially for beers they know we have.
Yeah, and to the point or the question that you asked earlier, Kathy, are people these small producers making things specifically for us? They really aren't yet, and even Red Hook Winery, the Brooklyn Brusco, was not made specifically for us, but they had it available, and it was a really great, fun product, so we decided to carry it. And we have had some of our small little artisans ask if we want products made specifically for us, and I don't know that that's necessary.
They're so small anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to burden anyone. You know, I think the strength of 61 is really about with the relationship with the people making the product. And so we want to be very careful about burdening anybody to make something special for us. What's special to us is them and what they're doing just in general. So it's just about building strong relationships.
It's kind of amazing that you have all these like real relationships with all the producers pretty much. I've seen, you know, Carolyn and Antonio from Brooklyn Soda Works. And I've seen Eric from Kombucha and all these people hanging out. I mean, Ian McConnell works behind the bar, the head brewer of 6-Point.
Yeah. Craig Freimark from Barriers got a shift coming up here soon.
He's excited.
He's excited. So you know what, can I tell you, that is maybe one of the most, I'll let you guys talk about this as well, one of the most special parts we're in our infancy, but it's so special that all of these people in that are related to the craft food and beverage world are hanging out there, and they feel at home there, and they feel, I hope they feel that we represent their product as best as it can be represented, and that's, it's awesome.
Is food the next kind of like beat poet scene then? Are we all like kind of hanging out in crowd in West Village circa?
I'll make one comment on that. Food in my mind, and I think I know I've talked with Chris about this and Hillary, that food should be, it should bring people together, not pit them against one another. So, you know, I don't think any of us are real into like the competitive food scene and the slam downs and smack ups and all these things.
Oh, really, I don't know anything about that.
I think for us, it's about bringing people together and sharing just great product and having good people in one room.
Totally. So,
sorry.
So that's not where I'm having my next risotto challenge.
Maybe not. You can have another event there.
No, I think we will actually. I think there's CSA I'm helping out with. We might do a benefit dinner. It should be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to talk about that afterwards. I don't know, May, I think.
They're great. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Perfect. And it's also probably going to be the CSA pickup location.
Yeah. That's we're down. Let's do that. Wenjay?
Wenjay.
Organizing
a new CSA in Brooklyn.
We're all excited about being a pickup for her.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same idea. It's where it's sourced from various different local farms, and you pick out which ones, and you put together your own package for each week. It's kind of nice. So kind of, you know, like what you guys do is like curating all these local things, putting it together in a way that works for you guys and hopefully everyone. Were you dying to say something, Chris?
No, I'm just agreeing with everything.
Okay, good.
He doesn't always.
I should say, I am looking forward to springtime, summertime. You mentioned the CSA, getting vegetables
on the menu.
Exciting, yeah. So cool. You know, to see a lot more green happening.
Okay, yeah.
So that would
be more crazy sandwiches with play with your own ingredients.
We're gonna have fun. We're gonna definitely have fun and continue to expand the menu.
Can you give me a teaser of anything you're imagining or dreaming up right now?
Well, you know, we're playing around with the idea of doing some sort of a sausage, which sounds definitely not that's
you're
not
gonna make
that's
it
not vegetables.
Okay.
No, there's a lot of great
vegetables.
A lot
inside?
Of great people,
no.
Yeah. But there's the infinite number of toppings you could do with a sausage. So that should be a lot of fun. Yeah. It won't be your just ordinary hot dog and ketchup and on a bun.
Very
so,
public house appropriate.
It should be
too.
Fun. Should be a lot of fun. That's sort of the key, I think. With all the menu items. Yeah. Taking yourself too seriously, but enjoying it and really respecting or promoting and showing people what local producers have to offer.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that.
How about you, Hillary? What are you excited about?
The further sunlight that's coming into. we have a
skylight. Skylight. Beautiful.
We
have
a big skylight. Yeah, we get southern exposure on the storefront and a big skylight.
You just made like a golden arch with your hands.
Thanks. A rainbow. We have a rainbow.
I thought maybe using my hands would.
It did.
Through the radio. We all heard it. Yeah. The swoosh of the hands.
You know what? You make a good point, though, because the sun, the sunlight, we love it. The summertime, everyone is just dying for summer. And the place, too, I have to say, it really transitions really well between day and night. And we get good sunlight during the day, and it feels just light and airy. And at night, it's got a good vibe. So
cool. So I know I stumbled upon a kombucha flavor release party last time I walked into a bar. What's something else I'm going to stumble into if I happen to go soon?
You might be stumbling into a fashion show here pretty soon.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. We have a friend of the family, we'll say, who's got a fashion company called Tar and Feather Design.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking about doing maybe a little runway show.
No
In the dining room.
Oh, I'm definitely going to not stumble into that.
Chris is surprised because that's on our agenda for the meeting today, but we have not had the meeting yet.
She's like, what?
But yeah, so, again, it should be a lot of fun. And we're looking at the 16th of April, so this month. It's
okay,
a Saturday.
That's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. We'll keep you posted on the tweet world about the exact time, but that's going to be a lot of fun. And we have a poetry reading happening in the main dining room tomorrow night.
So it is like the Beat Poets scene.
Yeah, we got a poetry reading tomorrow night.
I was wondering where that went. Okay.
The Folding Chair.
The Folding Chair?
Yeah, it's the start of a series of readings. So stop on by tomorrow.
Right on. All right, guys. Cool. Look forward to that. Thanks so much for being on this show. Looks like that's about all the time we have. But do check out 61 Local at the Twitter address. And check out the bar, too. Thanks, Dave, Hillary, and Chris.
Thank
see you guys.
Jack.
Thanks, everyone. Jack at Heritage. See you next week.
The following is a public service announcement from Heritage Radio Network. The Snacky Tunes compilation has arrived and is available for free on our website, heritageradionetwork.com. This compilation features live performances from some of the hottest acts around today, including Midnight Magic, Surfer Blood, Oberhofer, and more. Again, you can download this compilation for free on our website, heritageradionetwork.com, and make sure to listen to Snacky Tunes every Monday at 2 p.m. on Heritage Radio Network. The following message has been brought to you by Fairway Market. What's the buzz about honey? Well, those busy little bees are up to something, and it is delicious. The Fairway label honey is superb. Fairway only hires worker bees that are the best at what they do. This makes for a great tasting, high quality honey at an amazing value with the Fairway stamp of approval. And on top of being delicious, honey is a great substitute for other sweeteners and can even benefit your health. This includes better energy, respiratory improvements, and balanced blood sugar levels. It's a no-brainer.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were you raised by wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.